This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the idea of image and the man who changed history and became president by realizing how much it mattered in politics. First, though, as of today, the Department of Homeland Security is no longer going to require that men from countries associated with terrorism register at immigration offices. That program, known as special registration, was controversial. Critics say it unfairly singled out Muslims for deportation. Day to Day's Madeline Brand is here with details. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Alex.
So this program was very controversial, and critics kind of linked it back to World War II when the government rounded up American citizens of Japanese ancestry and put them in special camps. Why is all that?
That's right. Well, it began a year after the September 11th terrorist attacks, and it required immigrant men and boys from 25 predominantly Muslim or Arab countries to register with the government. They were interviewed, fingerprinted, and photographed either as they entered the U.S. or if they were already here at immigration offices. About 86,000 were registered, and 13,000 of those were deported. Some were criminals, but most of them had simply overstayed their visas. I spoke with Mark Krikorian, who runs the Center for Immigration Studies. He said the special registration was a good thing.
It rounded up 13,000 illegal aliens to deport, number one. Number two, it helped the government get a much better handle quickly on what Middle Eastern aliens were in the United States at that time, which had an important security purpose, and it may well have disrupted terrorist plans, even if it didn't actually arrest people that they know to have been terrorists. And now the authorities are moving on to the next phase in their efforts to regain control of the borders.
Well, what it set out to accomplish was to round up terrorists or people with terrorist ties.
Well, hopefully. But if they knew who the terrorists were, they would just go and arrest them. They had to try to round up the people who were more likely to be terrorists than other people. I mean, that is, in a sense, a kind of profiling. That was sort of the whole point. We have no idea whether they rounded up a lot of terrorists or not, because even the Homeland Security Department doesn't really know whether the people they deported were terrorists. I mean, the point really is to disrupt potential terrorist conspiracies, even if you don't know which people are the ones who got disrupted.
But critics of the policy say by that same reasoning, the government could round up all the residents of any small town. That's how random the policy was. Crystal Williams of the American Immigration Lawyers Association says for that reason and others, special registration was a failure.
Because it did not make us any safer. It did not provide any security. Nobody was charged with terrorism as picked up as a result of this program. It instilled fear in many of the Middle Eastern and Muslim communities, and it targeted a group of people, most of whom had a legitimate claim to permanent residence, but because this same agency, Department of Homeland Security, is so slow on processing applications, their applications hadn't been processed yet. But a large proportion, if not a majority, of those 13,000 people, in fact, have a legitimate claim for permanent residence.
The agency is not about to revisit those claims, though. As for immigrants who are still here, they won't have to check in once a year with immigration officials, and that had been how many of them were deported for overstaying their visas.
Well, Madeline, will any part of this program remain?
Well, yes. The whole notion that immigrants and visitors need to register with the government, what the Department of Homeland Security now wants to do, is expand registration to nearly every non-citizen who enters or leaves the United States, and that will take place at various airports and border crossings.
So if you're from France and you want to visit New York, you're going to have to register?
No. The French, believe it or not, get a free pass. People from so-called visa waiver countries, and those are mainly European countries, will not have to register. But beginning January 5th, the government says it will digitally fingerprint and photograph everyone who enters the U.S. from other countries. That includes the Middle Eastern countries, but also Russia, Israel, Mexico, all of Africa, and Latin America.
Isn't that going to mean huge delays at the border?
Yes, very likely, because not every airport will be doing this. And so you can just imagine the lines at, say, Miami International Airport.
Couple of weeks to get in.
At least.
Thanks, Madeline.
Thank you.
Day to Day's Madeline Brand.